Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. That's Greg Stevens. Professor Greg, let me back up. This is Dr. Professor Greg Stevens, who is an instructor at Kenneth Copeland Bible College.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. I'm glad
I am. It's an honor to do it.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. And we're talking about the love of God. Not the love of people, not human love. Human natural love will fail. But God's love never fails, because He's never failed. And when you love with His love, which that's what the covenants are about.
Yes.
We must never, ever allow ourselves to get away from the fact that this book is a book of covenants. And a covenant, and I'll just quote what Scripture says, is the lesser being blessed by the higher.
That's correct.
And when you go to the 91st Psalm, he that dwells in the secret place abides where?
Under the shadow.
Of what?
Of the Almighty. Of the Almighty.
The Almighty. The Most High God.
Yes.
You can't get any higher than that. The Most High God. Amen.
Yeah. So every time God gave something, He did it out of love. Even when He gave the law, which seems like it's not love at all,
but
it was love because it's showing you, you need me.
Yes. Not only that, you're killing yourself.
Yes. Right. You're eating the wrong things, you're doing the wrong things, and let me show you my standard. And so no man can do that standard except Jesus. And He is love personified and the fulfillment of that.
Oh, man.
Praise God.
All right. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and you read it.
Verse 13, but now abideth faith, hope, love, these three, and the greatest of these is love.
Now let's read that from the Classic Amplified. And so faith, hope, love abide. Faith, conviction and belief respecting man's relation to God and divine things. Hope, joyful and confident expectation of eternal salvation. Love, true affection for God and man, growing out of God's love for and in us, these three, but the greatest of these is love.
Okay, so let me show you in Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, a guy, did he come in faith or did he come in hope? But he experienced love. In chapter 1 of Mark and verse 30, Jesus has been preaching all over the Galilee and in the synagogues. Verse 40, there came a leper to him, beseeching him and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Here it is, verse 41. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and said, I will, be thou clean. The moment he did that, the man was clean from that moment.
As soon as he had spoken, immediately.
Yes.
The leprosy departed. It didn't say he was healed. Mm-mm. It said the leprosy got out.
Yeah.
I mean, that the leprosy couldn't stand.
No. So here's Jesus, a holy man, not allowed to touch a leper.
I love it.
Or break the law, but he's moved with compassion. Love, the root word of it, is to give. Whatever he's seeing with this man caused him. What was missing? What was missing was a touch. This man hadn't been touched in years. and Jesus touches him, which he can't do according to the law. But love compelled him to give what was needed.
And came a leper beseeching him and kneeling down to him.
Yes.
And Greg, I see him. I see Jesus. He didn't stand up here like this, I don't think.
Now, this man would have had bloody rags on him. And
I think he got right down there with him. He's kneeling down, and I see him down here, and he says, one translation says, "Of course I will." And I see him down here with a smile on his face, "Of course I will." Mm-hmm. And touched him, and the leprosy left.
Praise God.
Love. Compassion.
Faith and hope need love to function as they were intended to. And that's exactly what happened. Compassion is making God's love real to people. That's all it is. It's making God's love real to people.
That is really
because they don't know whether they can really believe it or not. They don't know if they really, they want it to be true. But when they see compassion, when
they see love. Well, this man said that. I know you can.
Yeah, but will you? Of course I will. And he was moved with compassion. He wasn't afraid to touch him because it's his touch that changes everything. And that's what he wants to do through you. That's what he wants to do through all of us, is to be that touch for somebody. There's some leper out there.
You know what just occurred to me? My father in the faith, Oral Roberts. Can you now? He had surgery in his shoulder and rotator cuff. He laid his hands on 2 million people. 2 million of them. Mm. And somebody said, "Well, I just don't understand that. I mean, why would he have to have surgery on his? As he's bringing healing to all these people, healing is not a reward."
That's good.
That was his job.
Yes. Yes.
And he did it out of compassion. He did it when he was so tired he couldn't stand up. He did it when he could hardly move his shoulders. He did it anyway. And he said this, and he talked to me about it. About don't ever be afraid to lay hands on anybody. Don't have any fear of that. He said, on all the people, he said, "I have laid my hands on every conceivable disease, all of them, leprosy included." And he said, "I have never so much as caught a cold off anybody."
Praise God.
Now, can you see? Now, the damage to his physical shoulders was one thing, but there's a lot of stuff there the devil would have really liked to put on him.
That's right. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 18, it says, "Dear children, let us not merely say we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You show love. You don't just believe love. Or may we say love, you show love.
You know, in 1 John 4 there, he said, we've known and believed the love. And there's so many people that don't believe it. If you ask them, "Does God love you?" Well, of course.
Yes.
But then get under pressure. What was it Peter said to Jesus? "Don't you care?" He called him master. This a double-minded man.
Right.
What did James say?
Is unstable.
He's unstable. So now he called him master. They're in that storm. "Master, don't you care that we're about to die?" Accuse Jesus of not caring? A lot of baby Christians do that. And a lot of Christians that have been Christians for 50, 60 years and they're still babies.
Right.
"I don't see why you let this come on me. What did I do to deserve that?" Well, you really want to know? Don't you don't really want to know what you deserve.
Don't ask questions.
If we know, if we got what we deserve, all of us would be in hell now.
Absolutely.
It's His grace.
Yeah.
But not understanding the laws of love and the responsibility of love on His side and the responsibility of love on our side starts with believing the love.
Yes.
I believe it. I trust it.
Especially when I don't feel it, when I don't feel like it. That's when I have to believe
it. That's when you really need to
believe it. That's when I really need to confess it. This is the atmosphere we live in, faith, hope, and love. That's, to a fish, is water. This is as natural, it should be as natural as the air around us.
That's good.
That's our atmosphere. And we ought to be able to recognize when we get out of our atmosphere.
You know, faith, hope, and love, that is it.
Yes.
Yeah.
God is love. He's in our atmosphere. It'd be like me trying to live in water. That's not my natural environment.
Mm-mm.
But love is my natural environment. Faith is my natural environment. That's where I operate. And I ought to be able, so in tune to it, so in tune to my Father, that when I'm not in the atmosphere, I know it. I say, oh, wait a minute. I got out here somewhere. This is not the atmosphere I walk in.
I don't have any business here.
I don't need to be here. I got to figure out how to get back right there. That's what 1 John is. In chapter 1, verse 9, it's faithful to forgive us of all unrighteousness. That's when I say, oh, whoa, I'm in the water, and I need to be back over here.
You know, Greg, that one, that those two verses of Scripture there, right in that little area there, Gloria and I were, we were living and walking by faith, and we were doing the best we could do. And that was kind of a strange meeting. We were there for 3 weeks down in Florida and in Pensacola area. And back there then, you know, everything was on tape. And people were buying so many tapes, I had to reorder. And so I went to the post office to get the tapes. And they shipped them in big wax covered boxes. All was left of my tapes was this box with tire marks over the top of it. Mm-hmm. And there's some torn up tapes on the inside. They were reel-to-reel tapes on the inside. And I thought, oh. And then it started raining. And it was raining. And it was raining. Like you say in Texas, it is a frog strangler. I mean, it was raining. Came by the little tent where we were. And the water, the tent was swagging down, and the water was getting down in. And I got underneath there, and I got this bum box in the trunk of my car, and I got a broom inside there, and I pushed, trying to push that water out, and the tent fell in on me. And I came out from under the thing laughing, and Gloria looked at me laughing. I'm just soaking wet. And when she said, "Why are you laughing?" I said, "I'm thrilled. The devil thinks I'm such a threat."
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
You didn't let that overwhelm you.
Oh, right then. And I got mad at the way the guy that's receiving the offerings and they took these, this is for Brother Copeland. 3 weeks of this. This is for Brother Copeland. 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 And at the end of the meeting, presented me this check for $200. And I saw some of those offerings. Well, they had to take a few expenses out.
Right. Yeah.
Well, okay. But had they mentioned that to me, I would have, you know, I just said, okay, let's go for it.
And don't get up and advertise it as something else.
There's something else. Well, so I got mad at him. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really got. Mm-hmm. I got so mad at him, and I was in my hotel room praying, I just really got mad at him, and then I felt like a dog about what I'd said about him, and I thought, oh God. And so I said, God, Lord, I'm not going back over there tonight. I'm not going to preach over there. No, I'm not going. And just right in here, he said, why not?
Yeah.
What do you mean, why not? I am not going back over there.
Right. Why? I'm going to dust the dust off my feet.
Yeah. Well, so I started to go back over it again. Then he said, didn't you confess that sin? Them getting mad and all and bad things about him. And I didn't cuss, but I got close.
Yeah,
well. I said, well, yes. And this great and marvelous revelation came. He said, Kenneth, when you confess that sin, was not when I found out about it. I thought, uh-oh. Right, yeah. He said, you better get on up over there and go. He said, I didn't forgive you because you felt better about it. I forgave you because you acted on 1 John. My word says to confess that sin and believe it. Mm-hmm. Believe you are forgiven, and then believe you are cleansed. That's believing the love.
From all unrighteousness. You were doing Jude 21. We talked about it last
week.
Keep yourselves in God's love.
Yes.
You were keeping yourself in that. Brother Hagin used to talk about, it just doesn't sit right, something scratchy.
Yeah.
He talked about taking a shower with your socks on.
Yeah, washing your feet. Just seems like there's not something not right.
Well, you know what? I had to do it. I actually did it. I said, I need to know what that feels like. And I put my socks on. And I got in the shower and did the whole shower, washed my hair, the whole thing, and got out. Michelle happened to be walking in. I had wrapped a towel around myself about the time. And she's, my Lord God, what are you doing? I said, I had to see what that felt like to take a shower with your socks on, because you wash your feet with your socks on. You know, and you don't have to be that hard-headed. You just need to believe the word, Brother Copeland. You don't have to walk it out because somebody else said it. We can learn from one another and move on into these things and not have to do it. You taught us faith, well, so we wouldn't have to do those hard things.
And we invited him in here.
I know it.
Maybe that's true.
It's been great to be with you all these times on the broadcast, sir.
I just believed it, but, well, anyway. Maybe I ought to try it now since you...
No, don't try it. I can recommend it. It's as bad as you would imagine it to be. But, see, we bypass that feeling that we're in the wrong atmosphere.
Yes.
And we stay over in that atmosphere, and then that's when we start to say, I don't know why you let this happen to me. No. You're a fish out of water.
Yes.
If you've ever watched a fish out of water try to breathe.
Yeah.
And flopping around, that's what you're doing. You're flopping around, you're flailing around. You need a love. Love is probably what's missing in the miracle you've been believing for.
Most likely it is.
Most likely it is.
Because that's, I heard Brother Hagin say this. Let's look over, we're in the book of Mark, let's over the 11th chapter. This classic, the classic teaching on faith.
Yes.
Of all, this is mentioned in the other Gospels. But in this, Mark goes into some surprising details. Excuse me. Have faith in God. or have the God kind of faith, have the faith of God. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore, or he put it into motion rather than, therefore I say unto you. Now, when Jesus said that, he set in motion a spiritual law forever. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any.
Yeah.
He tied all of that together right there. Now, there are a lot of hindrances to faith. We know. We can find those. It won't work in an unforgiving heart and other things. But that's the only one Jesus said anything about.
Right.
Was
right.
Unforgiveness.
And he ties it. That's all tied. That's all the last week of his life. He ties that in. That came right after the fig tree. He had gotten to the root of the problem.
And he's,
And that's when this statement came out.
He is setting things in motion here. For those that were right around him, they said, what about the fig tree? He didn't even mention the fig tree. He said, have faith in God.
Right. Yeah, no, they're asking a question about it.
Yeah.
And what that was, Adam, he's the second Adam. The first Adam tried to cover his sin, tried to cover this forgiveness thing, tried to retain forgiveness, cover himself with fig leaves. The second Adam said, no more covering. I'm going to do away with this week.
Yeah, and he did.
And this is why he said, have the faith of God. You'll be able to speak to the mountain. And then that's why forgiveness is tied to that.
Yes,
sir. The second Adam is undoing what the first Adam did to try
and
to
then, and him. John was there.
Yeah.
So he comes over then in 1 John.
Yes.
And he says, you're going to have to say it.
Yes.
You're going to have to confess it. You're going to have to believe it. Because he is just and he's righteous to forgive you your sins when you confess them and to cleanse you of all unrighteousness. And then he said, I'm writing this to you that you sin not.
Right.
But if you do sin, we have an advocate with us. We have a lawyer standing in our place.
Right. And that is proof of my righteousness because he's there and I'm in him. I had the Lord say that to me one time. I don't need to convince the Father concerning you, Greg. The fact that I'm here convinces the Father. We're in agreement.
I love it.
We're in agreement where you're concerned. Now you need to get in agreement with us.
Yes.
Because I was not in agreement. He goes, we're in agreement where you're concerned. You need to get in
agreement. Well, that goes back to when he said to me that later, he said, I love you, Kenneth. I don't like you very much.
Right. Now, you may not like hearing this, but you're going to have to say it. You're going to have to say, I was ugly.
Yes.
To that member of my family. I was ugly to my pastor. And I'm going to have to go say it.
Too many Christian people trying to get away from having to repeat this nasty thing. Well, you know, I have this problem. It's not a problem. You just sin, brother. So call it by its filthy name, because when you called it is when you got rid of it.
Amen.
And we're out of time.
Amen.
Come on, Jeremy.
Thank you, Papa. When we look through the scriptures, we see that Jesus was moved by compassion and he healed people. He is love in action, and that compassion made God's love real to them. And as a born-again believer, your part in all of this is to know and believe God's love and to bring that environment of love and faith everywhere you go.
There is no fear in love, but full-grown love turns fear out of doors and expels every trace of terror. God created you to continually live in His love and receive all the benefits that come with it. Learn to live by love with the Power of Love package. You'll get the Power of Love CD and Love Confession CD and booklet by Kenneth Copeland, along with Love, the Secret to Your Success, a mini book by Gloria Copeland. With love, you cannot fail. It expels sickness, lack, and anything else that's a part of the curse. All other spiritual forces derive their actions from love. Faith, forgiveness, the gifts of the Spirit all begin with love. Activate its power as you plant God's word in your heart and speak it out by faith. You'll begin to see God control your circumstances through you instead of your circumstances controlling you. Answer every doubt, symptom, and situation with God's word. Enter into the peace and victory His love provides. Request the Power of Love package free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Discover how to overcome any obstacle in your life through the power of love. Plant God's words of love deep in your heart. Speak words of love with your mouth and see miracles show up in your life. Order online at kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. This offer is good for 60 days. If you are outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
To help you grow in your understanding of walking in love, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to give you some free gifts. It's the Power of Love package. It's a set of CDs and books. And when your heart is grounded and rooted in the love that God has for you, you will live a different kind of life. You'll live expecting to see His blessing, expecting to see miracles manifest in your life every single day. Now, you can only speak the truth in love when you've got God's love firsthand and you've seen it and you've experienced it for yourself. I encourage you to use these teaching resources to keep yourself in the love of God. To request your free package, go to kcm.org. Now, KCM, Kenneth Copeland Ministries, is a ministry that specializes in using their faith. And if you need prayer, I encourage you, call this prayer line because we have licensed prayer ministers on staff trained in the Word of God to pray, but not just pray, pray in faith. Oh, there's a big difference between just praying and praying with confidence, believing that God has heard your prayer, believing that you're praying according to the will and the Word of God. And as they pray scriptures over you and over your situation, I encourage you, write them down and then continue to confess God's Word over your life and whatever it is you're facing, whether it's something concerning your healing or your finances or your family. What do? You believe God's word. You stand on His promises. You believe the love that He has for you and step across that line of faith and receive your breakthrough today in Jesus' name. To contact the Kenneth Copeland Ministries office nearest you, go to kcm.org and check their hours of operation. Thanks so much for joining us today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
To download or request a free copy of today's broadcast, go to kcm.org. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.
Start the new year with victory like never before. This special four-day meeting with Kenneth Copeland begins December 31st and runs through January 3rd.
You have the greatest coming year that you have ever had in all of your life, because 2022 is going to see some things happen that you know should have come to pass a long time ago.
Get laser focused on the uncompromising Word of God with Victory First right here at Eagle Mountain International Church, starting December 31st at 7 p.m.